Sent a microphone to Ray. I'm not too sure he's coming up to speak or not, but welcome to Articulate. I've sent you a couple co-host requests.
Hey, Chris. Sounds good. Ray will be joining as a speaker. We're going to be joining from our main account as well, if you could make that co-host.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, perfect.
Hello, everyone. Can you hear me?
Yes, that's very good. That's Ray.
Yep. Nice to meet you.
Me too. Articulate, how are you doing? Can you hear me okay? Audio's good?
I'm great, thank you. I was trying to join from my computer, but it didn't work out. But yes, everyone sounds great. Thank you.
Excellent. Get going here in just 1 second. Just going to check a few things before we start, and we'll get the show on the road. All right, I'm trying to send a co-host invite there to you, Calgary. It's not let me do it for some reason. I don't know, Articulate, if you can maybe try.
If it doesn't work, it's okay. We can keep it as speaker as well.
All right. Well, we can keep working on it. In the meantime, we'll get started here. Welcome to the Super Ledger podcast, episode 19. Thank you, everybody, for joining us here again today. Happy Easter to everybody celebrating that today. And I'd like to acknowledge that it's a beautiful day here in the Okanagan, and I'm pleased to be joined by you, Calgary blockchain team. I know they're just next door in Alberta here. So I'm your host, Chris. You can find more of my content on my journey on Corium Concepts on YouTube and X. And pleased to have my trusted co-host with me here again this week. And he is a trusted voice in Web3. Reggae musician and artist, and also partner of our Corium community DAO and Corium ecosystem here. Articulate, happy to have you back. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me, and great day. It's a great week ahead. I head out to New York in 2 days, so looking forward to being at NFT NYC out there. But excited to be here, speak with University of Calgary, and learn more about what they're doing in the blockchain space.
Absolutely. To learn more, before I get started, I might get noisy. I got a float plane coming by here. To learn more about staking on Corium, what we're doing at the Community DAO and Validator, and links to our Discord for hub of resources for the Corium, IBC, and XRPL community, and just go to CoriumCommunityDAO.com. All the links are there. Sorry if the noise is just going here right away. This week's guests are joining us from, as I said, my home country, Canada, and representing the University of Calgary Blockchain Society, we have Amir and Ray to speak to their organization with its recent partnership with Corium and other industry leaders means for them at the university and the future of Web3 blockchain space. So with that, I'd like to introduce Amir and Ray. Welcome.
Thanks so much, Chris. Pleasure to be here. Also, thank you for the invite to be on the podcast as well. So I'll quickly introduce a little bit about myself and my background in Web3. Then I can also introduce what we're doing at the Calgary Blockchain Society, as well as University of Calgary within the blockchain and Web3 ecosystem. So about my background, a little bit in blockchain, I started in blockchain and Web3 about 3 years ago. I worked at a top-down centralized exchange in the past, where I worked on futures, products, and partnerships. as well as API development. And last year, recently as well, I was working at Ripple, working on XRPL, community engagements, developer relations and developer advocacy as well. So it was a quite impressive journey. And most recently now, I'm also currently building a startup and also working at another company as well. But yeah, you know, it's a pleasure. The ecosystem is great. So after having all of these, you know, experiences and meet, like from our experience, especially at being at the university and like managing courses and everything, like blockchain is all about community at the end of the day. And for us, that was definitely lacking at the University of Calgary. So myself and three of my other co-founders back in, I believe it was 2022, like entering 2022, we decided to start a student organization. And our initial approach was to develop projects and later on scale those projects, maybe go for acquisitions and donate those funds to nonprofits, charities. That was our initial idea, but we realized that was a bit overambitious. So later on, we turned that into a student club at the university. So then we launched UCalgary Blockchain Society. So till this day, we had more than 20 partners within the ecosystems. We worked with some of the biggest crypto exchanges like Binance, BitGet, and various other names. And we worked with some of the biggest layer one protocols as well as other companies like from Definity Foundation, Internet Computer to Ripple, Corium. You know, like there's definitely like many names out there. And our biggest initiative and biggest goal that we're really going for is bridging academia with the industry. Like that's something that's definitely lacking. And while doing this, we definitely want to build and educate the next generation of Web3 builders. So through our efforts, right now we're also in the process of launching a two-year accredited decentralized finance program at the University of Calgary. So, you know, it's going great. We have some professors in our boards that we're working with. They're very well known within the space as well, working in some of the biggest research with companies like Covalent, Uniswap. So it's really great, honestly, to put the both the school in the map, but also give students a chance to network with the companies, potentially get jobs. So that's a little bit about us. We're currently a community of more than 600 members. And just in this year alone, we hosted more than 30 events with various different companies and community events. And our last event of the year is going to be with Corium, which is going to be next weekend. So I did say a lot of information. So I'd like to pass it to Ray to also introduce himself and then we can dive a little bit deeper into it.
That's great. Go ahead, Ray.
Yep, sounds good then. Yeah. So again, thank you for having us on this podcast today. So yeah, let me quickly introduce myself. So my name is Ray, and then like I would like to introduce my like background in Web3 as well. So I'm actually not that, like I'm pretty new to the space. I started learning about blockchain like back to 2 years ago. As I joined this club, I wanted to learn more about blockchain. So that's how I started my journey. And currently I'm actually working as an intern at the traditional banking, and I'm trying to see how could blockchain can be like used to change the future from the perspective of traditional banking to new financial. So yeah, like it's great to talk about what we do in here, and then thank you for the great introduction of our blockchain society.
Oh, that's great. And that's an impressive growth rate you've had in just a few years, over 600 members already, and that many big partnerships. That's really good. And is that, would you say, something that other universities are doing, or how does that look from university to university? Is this something that you just found a niche?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. Like we had a team, like we started with just three people, then we expanded our team to 20 plus executives within the university. And right now we're one of the most popular, I would say, like hubs in the university as well. Even people are not interested in blockchain, we try to incentivize them to come to our events. Like, for example, we launched this initiative to fund a student's tuition through a scholarship. So the way that we did this is we tokenize each one of our events. And in each one of our events, we distribute pull-ups, like bound tokens, to each one of our members who attended the event. And at the end of the year, we do like a big draw. So like through all of our initiatives, you know, like blockchain and crypto, especially with the stigma around it, it's really tough to break that. But I'll like to say that like there's other universities as well within Canada that are really active. But honestly, like very transparent, like I'm more than comfortable to say that we're probably the most active and the biggest university investor in Canada. There's other universities like Waterloo, McGill, that I would say like the other top two in Canada, but investing in Canada itself, I'm definitely confident that we're the biggest hub.
Wow, that's great. And that's a huge network of resources and bright minds to have. It's a powerful organization that you guys have created. That's why I was so excited to have you guys on the show. Went through your website there after the Corium announcement that they were partnering with you guys and seeing what you guys have built. And it's just really impressive. And I resonate with your mission there. It's kind of what I'm trying to do with my role in this space is to kind of bridge communities. As these technologies become more interoperable and, I see a multi-chain future in Web3 that the communities have to become more interoperable too. It's just the way blockchain's kind of evolved. Everybody's kind of been in silos for some time, and that's all changing due to our technology and powerful networks like yours. It just helps that happen. So really excited to have you here. And then on a selfish note, or for others that might be interested, I guess too, the DeFi course that you spoke of, is that the on campus thing, or is that done remotely possibly, or how's that look?
The DeFi course is going to be accredited course. So currently there's already a course that's offered at the university through a decentralized finance lab. So at the University of Calgary, we do have a DeFi lab, which has big computers that can process large sums of data, mainly used for blockchain data research. So as well as DeFi research as well, but really heavily focused on data perspective of the things. So the credited program that we would have, it would be 2 years long. And, students from various faculties, they'll be able to apply to it. There will be screening process for students. And at the end of the 2 years, the first year is going to be focused on really learning the basics. And the course is going to be taught by 50% professors at the university, 50% industry that we have in partnerships with. And then after the first year, the students are kind of going to work on similar projects to Capstone. They're going to work on cross collaboration projects with the industry. This is a very similar initiative that currently Berkeley is doing. And later on, we're also currently working on an incubator project as well on the side, where those projects the students build will potentially be able to go through that pipeline as well. So the professor that we currently have in-house, he works a lot of projects with Berkeley and other some of the best Ivy League schools in the US. So our idea is to similarly take that initiative and apply it here at the University of Calgary.
That's amazing. It's great to see. And, as a fellow Canadian, it's happy to see such a initiative happening, with Corium. And I see they're doing it in other universities too. What value does Corium bring to the blockchain society there at the University of Calgary?
I'd say with Corium, I mentioned I was working on Ripple yesterday. I worked there for about 6 months on an internship. It was quite interesting to really dive deep into the XRP Ledger community and learn about the various different projects, what the communities are trying to achieve. For Corium, we've been in contact with them for over a year now to launch this initiative and work on that. I would say Corium is a really relatively new blockchain compared to the other ones that we're working with. Some of them are really mature. So I believe to them, we're definitely bringing the value of really high quality students and developers that will be building on their ecosystems later on. And for us, like I mentioned, they're bringing a lot of resources to, for example, they funded this Mountain Retreat trip for students to go to the Banff with the Korean crew and have some workshops there, network with them, mingle with them, and work on projects and launch them. So I think that's a very unique opportunity for students to go to a fully funded trip and really work on those initiatives. So we're super happy to collaborate with them.
Yeah, and for us as community members, it's great just to see them networking and reaching out to you know, young developers, aspiring developers, and show them the technology. I think one of the things that they've tried to focus on is ease of use for developers. I myself am not a developer, I'm far from it, but I do try and watch all the workshops that Corium puts out on here frequently on YouTube. And you know, it's a lot of resources I think that they're making available for developers. So exciting to see a network such as yours interacting with Corium. And what are some of your other partners areas I've seen? You have quite an extensive list there.
Yes, definitely. We're working with various different partners from various different focuses and initiatives. We're working with DoorHax. Shout out to them as well. DoorHax is they're doing some great work to bridging communities with hackathons and various different initiatives like grants, bounties, and everything else. So we hosted our first hackathon last semester back in October with Definity Foundation, ICP North America. And we hosted a hackathon in DoorHax as well, which was great. And currently we're also a DoorHax grantee as well within our community initiative. So apart from that, we're also currently partnered with a custody. It's called Tetra Trust. They're Canada's first and only digital custodian. So it's also great to work with them as well to kind of focus on the compliance aspect of the ecosystem. And as well as we also are currently partnered with some of the other nonprofits, like Canadian Blockchain Consortium, which we're a member there, Blockchain Accelerator Foundation. Also myself, I'm currently a board member there as well to accelerate and educate the blockchain education across the globe, not just in North America or Canada, but in a wider perspective as well, like focus on LATAM, Asia, Europe. And you know, like I mentioned, there's also other names like Near Foundation that we're heavily working with. We hosted some events with them. We're currently looking at joining their network potentially as a validator, and there are names like Ripple, Ava Labs that we're working on for, you know, student education and developer education as well. And you know, the list goes on. Like, we're super grateful to have that, and especially in the past too. Like, for example, when Binance let's expand to Canadian markets, we were fortunate enough to like work with them. We hosted a massive event, and that was our first event. So being a student and, you know, being in the space, hosting our first ever event with Binance and having more than 150 students attend, that was great for us to see and witness. But we do definitely have diverse partners, and we're also looking for more as well that are looking to bring value to our community.
Oh, it's impressive. Just so everybody knows, our guests are with us here for an hour today. I told them I wouldn't run as long as I normally do for respect to their time, and it's Easter. All of you that have showed up here, I appreciate it, and we want to provide as much value as you can. So as usual, I will save some time at the end for you guys to come up and ask questions. Absolutely. That will still happen. Articulate, did you have anything you wanted to add?
Yeah, just quickly, I see that you guys are, you know, very focused on, you know, blockchain and, you know, developing there, and even have, you know, a special initiative for that. What initially inspired, you know, the blockchain arm of the university program? What was the spark that, you know, made that come to life?
Yeah, for sure. I would say, like, for example, myself, I was very interested in the space. And at that time, you know, NFTs were really becoming a thing. And I was learning a lot about the community aspect of the blockchain and Web3. So after we founded the Blockchain Society, we started to recognize there's actually a lot of value in this. And, you know, some of the other universities globally, they're doing some great work. Like, for example, in Waterloo, Berkeley, some of the other top schools. So We took a step back and we're like, what if we took this approach and do it here? We definitely have the interest from students. There's a lot of potential in it. And we have some great developers as well. So also, like, to provide more insight about our organization. So our organization, it's open for anyone. It's totally free. Anyone get to come to our events. We get benefit from our membership as well. And additionally, we also have a development team. So currently our developers are working on with our partners. So for example, last semester I mentioned we had a hackathon with Internet Computer Affinity Foundation. Our students were working on projects with them, and the idea was that students who develop those projects later on would go into the accelerator grants and bounties to further get investments to pursue their projects, to both with a focus on developing, but also with a focus on entrepreneurship as well. So I'm really taking that approach and working with our professor, Dr. Alfred Lehar. It really helped us like refine and come up with the idea of launching this accredited program. Because like I mentioned, there's already a fintech course at the university as well as a DeFi course. So we're like, what if we make this into a program where students can get credits for it, they can work with the industry. That was basically the initial idea of it.
Thank you for that. You kind of answered my next question with, you know, real world, you know, applications for the students in terms of, you know, what you guys provide, teaching them and also having an outlet for them to, you know, have that real world experience. My only other question would be, are there any specific industries that you guys are solving right now with blockchain technology, or are you just teaching the general application?
I would say we're working on various different aspects of it. In the past, we even collaborated with banks, you know, like tech companies as well. We're not really just focused on blockchain companies as well. Like I would say UCalgary Blockchain Society is a great place where students can learn about emerging tech in general. Like we do share some information about AI. For example, we were looking to participate in a hackathon that had a focus on both blockchain and AI. You know, it's a very interesting space. So I would say like it's a mix of all, but our students in general, they're very working on, you know, like cross-border applications, DeFi, dApps, like very wide range, depending on their interests. So obviously, like for example, with the Korea, our students are working on currently launching three different projects before the Mountain Retreat, and all of them have different type of focuses. So it's going to be very exciting to see them come to life next week.
Chris?
Yeah, I guess what I would ask as far as your organization, as far as needs, what could be of help to you from the community or getting message out, or like how can people contribute to what you're doing if they're, you know, just not in fact a student?
Definitely, you know, thanks a lot for that. I would say like the biggest need for us is, since I mentioned there's a DeFi lab at the university, we're trying to build a validator network at the university as well. So we're currently validators for Ethereum. We have a couple of validators running their nodes. We also just got a recent donation for Bitcoin miners as well. So like anyone that would know, like, a community or a network that would be willing to, you know, potentially help us become validators in this space, that would be definitely like super interesting to us. And like additionally, other than that, like if anyone knows any other ecosystems that would be interesting in potentially collaborating, or you think that would bring value, that's also another interest to us. And next step is, for like next year, our biggest roadmap is, now that we're building this initiatives at the university, we're kind of taking a step back and we are taking our initiatives even larger scale. So we do want to send some of our students, our executive members, to some of the larger conferences and host hacker houses, get them to meet with the industry, build them hackathon projects, win prizes, and really put both themselves, our members and developers, in front of the industry, but also our university name as well out there. So that's one of the like initiatives that we're going to be working on in the next, I would say, upcoming 2 years. So if you know anyone from the community knows that someone would be interested in partnering with us, or potential collaboration or donation, like anything of that sort, we're definitely more than interested to, you know, have a chat. Because like I said, this is totally nonprofit. Like we're technically a university club, so we're just trying to do our best to educate the future of developers within the space.
Oh, very good. Well, I know you said anybody become a member. I can assure you, Accordion Community DAO will be looking to become a member at minimum and see how we can get involved moving forward. Very, very excited to learn more about your project here. And I did see that you have in the past, you guys are building stuff and solving problems. I think I've seen at a hackathon you built some medical record technology. How does that look like? Are you guys solving problems for industry and it's being used, or how does that work when you guys create something like that at a hackathon?
So the way that it works is some of the top projects we work on, like in an accelerator, incubator, or in a hackathon setting, we develop those projects, and our members who develop them and win the prizes, they get to meet with the founding teams as well as engineers from the companies, and they get the opportunity to scale their startup. So University of Calgary is a great place to build your startup environment. University is very supportive of this initiative of entrepreneurial spirit and everything. So that's also similar to what we're trying to do. For example, that metadata project that was built in a previous hackathon, that project later on was offered a potential grant to pursue that, for developers to pursue that project and scale it and become make it become a real world application rather than having a proof of concept. So that's basically like the overall idea of it. And additionally, like I think it was last week or 2 weeks ago, we participated in ThinkSui, so Sui ecosystem. They were building this initiative where community members can contribute to open source, education, like development, etc. And they were getting awarded for these. So we're also participating heavily on those as well. Like any ecosystem that really needs help for new onboarding developers, we're always looking to tackle more problems and raise more money for the club as well in our organization.
Excellent. And so you with your organization clearly and everything you're personally involved with, you clearly have a pulse on the ecosystem probably better than most here. What are you, I guess two parts, what are you currently most excited about as far as where Web3 is or going in the short term? And at the same time, what major challenge do you see that needs to be solved for greater mass adoption?
Definitely. I would say, I mentioned as well, I'm also working on a small startup project right now, building my own project. So like definitely being in the space, especially from a student perspective, since we're trying to onboard many new students to, become builders and users of this ecosystem, even just getting them to like set up a wallet, mint our apps, it's sometimes we really realize that onboarding is still very slow and it needs to be a lot better and smooth for non-crypto people. So I'd say like from my perspective, onboarding is definitely an issue. There's still a lot of unclarity regarding compliance and for some of the applications that are being out there. So I do think those are definitely some of the biggest obstacles that will need to be solved. But rather than that, I do think with Bitcoin ETFs, they came to life with more traditional finance companies moving to the space. I do think that's going to really drive the adoption for blockchain and crypto. But that also is going to drive the need for CBDCs as well moving future. So that's just my thought. But also Ray, I'd also like to hear your thoughts as well on what you would think.
Yeah, sounds good. I think you pretty much covered our challenges that we have faced so far. But I'd say more of that, again, in University of Calgary, blockchain was something relatively new to our community. And then as a VP of marketing that I'm working currently, it is actually hard for us to get a people who's interested or who wants to join our event. So that's something that we're facing that is more challenging. So what we have to do is we have to try to make our events, workshops as friendly as non-tech people, non-developer people, to be able to understand fully without making them confused. And perhaps we can create that interest in them so that they want to stick with us for the rest of their school life. So that's something we're trying to also working on, along with all the programs that we were trying to launch. Yeah, and it's exciting to see as we pass more years with the club, we see more engagement from the community. So that's something, I think, something more interesting.
Oh, that's great. Great to see. And I guess what narrative do you guys, maybe Ray, if you want to take this one, be a part of space. I know you say you come from a traditional banking background. I guess one thing I see, I guess I'll go to that, is digital ID here in BC. I think by next year, digital ID is going to be in place for, you know, your driver's license, your health card information at the minimum. And do you guys see that being a big part of what's being built today, I guess, to kind of interact with that digital ID once it becomes more commonplace?
Definitely, like, from my point of view, digital IDs will be more common in the future. However, working in traditional banking corporate industries, I would say there's still a lot of time that if this can be, like, it can be implemented. So as how I work in industry right now, everything is like really slow. Every small idea has to go through like step by step, and that process could take like years and years. So even though from my point of view, digital ID is like a great idea, it makes our life, it could be easier and everything, but I'd still say there should, like, it will still take more time, that like future bankings, future IDs will be replaced by digital IDs. That's what I think for right now.
Yeah, I've listened to a lot of conferences that have, you know, institutional bankers speaking at, and as close as it seems to maybe people like me on the horizon, it, you know, the more I listen to them, it still seems like it's possibly a good five years or more away from being widespread. And then, you know, at the same time, you see government also kind of, you know, bringing regulations in and, you know, steering people away from maybe adopting this as a financial instrument. In the meantime, I see more geo-blocking happening here and things like that. Do you think digital identifiers is going to help with that? Just, you know, like you're going to be able to participate more just because you're a known and maybe KYC'd person?
Could you repeat that question? I couldn't hear.
I was just wondering if you think like digital identifier ID is going to help, you know, like we see regulations restricting a lot of what we're doing here in blockchain space as far as using it for financial transactions. And, you know, maybe I'm wondering if regulation, though it might look grim now, if the digital ID and that is going to help open up DeFi on a broader scale. As opposed to what it looks like now, they're trying to really restrict it on a decentralized way or an anonymous sense.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I would say like it would be definitely like useful in the futures. However, like I mentioned, in the corporate lives, I think what they're trying to see do is still like from interim prospect like point of view, what my banking is doing is, like you said, the KYCs. However, like with the cryptocurrency, there's lack of like knowing the customer fully. So that's, I think, something that would still have to be figured, and regulation stuff as well. I know there's like a lot of cryptocurrency that's going on right now, and I wouldn't think banking could fully admit or like fully like get up, like fully apply to their like original banking system, I would say. So I think even though it might be useful, again, it will take like a lot of years for them to figure out how exactly they can regulate all the stuff.
For sure. Well, I said earlier, I only have these guys for an hour, and I appreciate every bit of it that they're giving us here today. Already provided some great value. I will open up the floor to any questions that you have for them. Afterwards, we can all get together and just talk about whatever anyone feels like. But if anybody has any questions, feel free to send a request. We'll get you up here. Articulate, did you have any more questions?
Oh yeah, between Amir and Ray, in the next 12 months, are there any specific goals on the timeline that you guys are excited about on the horizon?
Yeah, definitely. I would say that for within the next year or so, I mentioned previously that we're looking to attend some major events and really show and demonstrate a strong presence of students and University of Calgary. So I would say that's definitely our biggest goal. We're currently looking to attend a potentially consensus, which is going to happen at the end of May. We're also looking to potentially attend to EAT San Francisco as well. So obviously those two are like definitely our biggest currently plans to attend. And moving forward, we definitely want to attend and engage in more, ETH Global events, Ethereum Foundation events is happening as well to both like show what we're building here to the industry, but also to like learn those information during those conferences, build those networking so that we can come here back to Calgary and apply it here to to our students and our community to present them with more incentives and benefits.
Great. Thank you for that. Just by the research I've done for this interview and learning more about what you guys are doing, I realize that you guys are more ahead maybe of a lot of universities, definitely, and educational institutions with blockchain and the research and also development. Are there any, say, applications that you guys use on a day-to-day in school, like say, on the blockchain, like for grading students' work or whatever, are there anything that you guys use that you've built in-house?
Honestly, that would be like a hard answer. Like I would say we haven't developed a software that we're using internally, but like I mentioned, the DeFi Lab currently it runs on a big computer, so students are doing a lot of research on themselves on data perspective for blockchain. So one of the partners of the lab is a lot of research is done with Uniswap and Covalent. So Covalent is another blockchain data company based out of Vancouver. So I'm not really sure. I would say like I think it would be wrong for me to name a specific software, but there's definitely some software that's being used that are built by professors, whether if it's automation for students to make their research easier. But also like moving I think to the next year, currently we don't have a Solidity course at the university. I believe that's also going to be offered by a new professor that's coming in. So the University of Calgary is definitely going to be in the future, I would say, of blockchain education within the next couple of years, not just in Canada or Western Canada, but definitely a global scale.
Wow, and how about DAOs? Is there much as far as courses or training or building with DAOs and DAO tooling? How does that look for you guys?
We took a DAO perspective from for our student club. There's currently a voting that's happening on DoorHack. So DoorHack was one that I mentioned previously. They have Macy voting. That's definitely like interest to us, and we do want to integrate it to our community. Because currently, when we have a new executive team member getting selected, or when we're looking to build and choose on a new initiative, each one of our executive team members, as well as community, they all have equal votes on the initiatives we do. So I think that's definitely interesting to us, and we definitely want to perhaps take this summer to build those infrastructure so that for next year we can use this. But for example, with Blockchain Accelerator Foundation, which we're a partner of and I'm currently in their board, we're also using voting system as well. So this voting infrastructure is built on the Near ecosystem, where each a board member gets to vote on all of the initiatives and annual reports of the organization to decide what's going to happen in the next year or next quarter or so, and approve adding new board members, etc. And these are all happening all on chain. So we definitely want to, I would say, like integrate a DAO perspective as well. But being a student, working on finals projects, trying to like go to the industry for jobs, it's definitely a hectic season, but we're still committed and looking forward to like educating more students.
Well, that's fantastic. And so what's your like lots of people go to school for what they're passionate about. What's it like for you guys coming out of university? The job and work prospects look promising right now. Like we just came out of a fairly deep bull market. Things are looking a little bit better now, but I've seen like the layoffs at Binance and Coinbase and all that over the past couple of years. What's the industry look as far as employment and opportunities for your class now, I guess you can say?
For sure. I would say that like currently Ray and myself are both computer science majors. We're currently in our fourth year, our 10th year graduate next year. So being in the industry, you know, I personally worked at an exchange. I worked at Ripple. I would say that the organization that we have, like Blockchain Society, like for me being with it and really engaging and learning with the industry has definitely helped me to secure like so far all my previous jobs and have let me to get job offers from the industry as well. But I would say that like especially for crypto, it's still such a niche. I would say industry and most of the jobs that are being offered are not even offered to public yet. So usually people know people, you know, and they offer to them. And another, I would say, like biggest obstacle within the industry is like if you would look at some of the, I would say, some of the senior people in the industry, they all come from traditional finance backgrounds or, you know, tech backgrounds that are shifted into crypto. And then they, from there on, they just grow on. So like since crypto is such a still niche topic, I would say there's like, I wouldn't say there's not a lot, but there's definitely a few job opportunities for new graduate students or internship opportunities, etc. Because it's still, you know, just currently being expanded across ecosystems. And that being said, with all of the AI investments happening as well, with the tech layoffs, I'd still say like crypto is still offering a lot of good opportunities, but you definitely need to build your like network as a student. That's what I learned being in the industry. That had led me to get my previous jobs and current ones.
Quick question. I know you guys are doing a lot of building, and I was just curious, what are your is tokenization a main focus at the university?
Yeah, we're focused on tokenization, I'd say, at the club. I'm like I mentioned that we tokenize all of our event tickets into POPs and then airdrop it to students, or they get to claim it with their NFC wallets at the university. So I'd say like we don't really have a like certain focus, because our goal is to really just educate students on any level that we can do on various different subjects within the ecosystem. Because blockchain as a whole is just such a wide concept. And a lot of students just think when we say blockchain, the first thing they come up to their head is Dogecoin or like just some meme coin. So that's the first like idea that comes to their mind. So we're really trying to change that and, you know, like actually show them that this can be applied to blockchain management system, this can be applied to medical systems, decentralized identity, cross-border payments, etc.
Thank you. We have NTO up. Go ahead, NTO, you have a question.
Happy Sunday, everybody. Absolutely great to see our partners to the south here. Basically, talking about blockchain in Calgary. Question I have for you, gentlemen. Any thoughts about proof of work mining? Let's say like the Monero, the Bitcoin and stuff like that. Is anybody doing that down there? Or is this something that you guys might be looking at doing in the future? Or have you ever thought about it? Or just your all around thoughts?
Yeah, definitely. I previously mentioned in the space as well. We currently have a big computer lab, DeFi lab at the university, and we do have the hardware support to become validators and also do some of the mining infrastructure at the university. So we were lucky enough to get some minor donation from DMG Blockchain. Also, shout out to them as well. DMG Blockchain donated a couple of Bitcoin miners to the university, Haskin Faculty of Business. And they're currently being set up as well at the university. So that's definitely a new subject that's coming up to the university. You know, it requires a lot of, I would say not like research from a faculty standpoint as well, because not a lot of schools are very open to this subject. So, but, you know, we're still like, we're very grateful to have that. And it's actually going to be really interesting. So hopefully we'll have it set up in the next fall or so. And we're definitely going to showcase in the socials as well. The way that's going to work is we're going to have a one miner at the basement of the university. It's going to mine Bitcoin, and we're going to have one at the main floor at the most recent building, Matheson Hall. And students are going to be able to look at the miner and be able to see from the screen how much Bitcoin mining has school done so far. And it's mostly going to be used for, you know, educational and research perspective for students to really understand a deeper concept of it.
That's absolutely great. Good to hear. Thank you.
Yeah, that is great. I'm quite far removed from university age, I think. So it's exciting to see you guys taking on these endeavors and challenges to, like you said, bring the students and industry together, and then at the same time, you know, expand the use case by the students and awareness, I guess, more importantly. So really appreciate the work you're doing. It's only going to benefit our ecosystem and many in this community. We come from the XRP Ledger ecosystem, so it's interesting, Amir, that you come from Ripple, so you obviously understand the XRPL probably better than most here. And recently, Corium announced released the two-way bridge, enabling IBC in between all those chains there. So it's exciting. We've been waiting a lot of years for interoperability, and I see you trying to bring people together, like you say, build bridges, and that's kind of what we're doing here in our own little way. So great to see you. I really appreciate the value you've shared with us here today, if anybody has any more questions, feel free to come up. NTO that was just asking questions there, he's your neighbor to the north in Edmonton there, fellow Corium community member and our favorite Bitcoin miner too. So I will say that your event you have coming up this week is sold out, but it is worth mentioning. It's probably at one of the most beautiful places in Canada, Kananaskis there. So I wish I could be there for that, but I will keep my eye open for future events you guys are having for sure, and do my best to get the word out on those. So yes, I'll give another call out for anybody who wants to come up and ask any questions. And then same thing to you, Ray or Amir, if you have any final thoughts or anything that we failed to touch on, we'll just give you a chance to get that out before we wrap up here today.
For sure. I'll definitely say that the event that's coming up, we wish we could make it open for public and everything, but the event is going to be hosted on a university research facility. So we booked a university research facility there for the weekend. And since it was booked through the university, we could only keep it open for the University of Calgary students. But definitely in future, if anyone is here in Calgary, and if you see an event that we're hosting, feel free to, come by, swing by. All of our events are free again that we're hosting here at the university. So, and we're always looking open for participation from outside perspective as well. Even if it's a remote workshop that we're hosting, feel free to attend. And we're definitely going to be doing plenty of those going to the next year as well. And again, like Chris, like we do appreciate the opportunity to come here and chat a little bit, talk about the initiatives we're doing. So just thanks so much for that again.
Oh, no trouble at all. Ray, did you have something you wanted to leave us with before we're done here today? I'll get to you, NTO. Sorry, I see your hand up there now.
Yeah, just quickly say, thank you for having us to, show us what we were doing and working on. And again, throughout this upcoming summer conferences, we're excited to have more events potentially for next academic term. So yeah, I say keep your heads up and then check our social medias.
Excellent. Yeah. And if you guys want to share anything in the comments below for moving forward, please do. NTO, go ahead.
Just want to put my two cents in there. If you guys need any information or anything regarding mining, please reach out. I'd be so willing to help here. Also, if you're looking at needing a couple of extra miners, I would be willing to donate a couple of miners for your guys' educational purposes.
Thanks so much, for offering that. That's very kind of you. We really appreciate that. For now at the university, it was very hard for us to get two miners accepted, but definitely, I'll reach out to you in direct messages as well. Maybe we can have some connection established. And in future, if any like opportunity arises that university is looking for expanding more minor network, we'll definitely reach out to you. But you know, thanks so much for mentioning that. It's very kind of you.
Yeah, that's awesome, Matthew. Thank you. It's very nice of you. The great community that we're in, and I feel very blessed to be having these spaces. Well, this is episode 19, but we had about 5 in a row before we started this podcast, and each week it just gets better and better, and the bright minds and ideas that come through here and collaborations, it amazes me week after week. You guys have been no exception here this week. I did promise you I'd keep it on the shorter end. I really thank you for everything you contributed here today. I guess if I could ask one last question and kind of highlight something that Corium's also doing. It just came out on their latest website update, so I'm not sure how aware of it you are, but hope it provides some value to any student out there. That Corium just announced a student ambassador program that provides a global network of peer skill development, mentorship, and career opportunities. So encourage everybody to check out the Corium.com website. There is a university tab there that you can get that information. So with that, I guess last question for me, has any of your students, you know, taken advantage of that Corium ambassador program, or do you think possibly it will bring some value for your students?
Yes, definitely. You know, I mentioned that previously. I worked at Ripple, so one of the initiatives that we did was definitely expand ambassador program as well. That was one of the initiatives where when I was at Ripple, I was working on. And currently at Ripple, for XRP Ledger community, we do have 4 different community ambassadors here at the University of Calgary, which are actively building different like open source projects with a different focus. So going to the Corium, that was one of the definitely the initiatives that we wanted to launch to provide students an ambassador program where they could potentially earn some money for the work that they're doing and also contribute to expanding the ecosystem. So I definitely think that after next week's event, there's definitely going to be some students that are going to be applying to the program and potentially becoming ambassadors. That's definitely, I'd say like from a community standpoint, it's one of the best ways to engage with the leaders in the space. Like myself, I'm currently ambassador in various different ecosystems from XRPL to Ava Labs, Avalanche. So I think it's just in general, it's very great to learn more and just build a relationship with the industry while contributing to open source projects and evangelism. And Ray, also you can contribute as well since you're also an ambassador right now for XRP Ledger.
Well, that's fantastic. Really appreciate it, guys. I look forward to, like I said, Corium Community DAO is definitely going to look at becoming a member and getting more involved with what you guys are building in the future. I said I'm just next door in British Columbia, currently sitting on the edge of Lake Okanagan. In fact, that float plane's probably made about 10 landings since we started this podcast here. So it's really great to run into you beautiful people in this beautiful space. And I thank you again for your contributions, and I will look for your events. I definitely will try and attend one just to get to know. We have so many people in our Corium Community DAO community and my Corium Concepts YouTube channel there. Like we get in Discord. We got a lot of ideas and problems that we see need solving, but a lot of us don't have the technical skills to do it. So I think it's important for us to be able to interact and network. And I think there's a lot of good that can come from the skills and knowledge you guys are providing to make the world a better place. And really appreciate you guys joining us here today. Anytime my channel, whether it's this podcast or my YouTube channel, any of those resources are of any value or use to you, if you get a message out, the door's always open to you. Just reach out and we'll definitely get that happening for you.
Thanks a lot, Chris. We appreciate the opportunity. And, you know, it was great to chat. I wish we could chat for a little bit longer, but, you know, final season, I'm trying to finish all the exams and assignments. But, you know, dude, we do really appreciate the opportunity. And, you know, thanks a lot again. It was a pleasure to talk and share what we're doing here at the University of Calgary.
Awesome. And thank you, Ray, for joining us. Same to you. Anytime you want to get the message out, wherever your path takes you moving forward, you're part of our community here now and hope to keep in touch.
Yeah, sounds great. Thank you for having us.
Right on. Well, it's been a quiet day here. It is Easter Sunday for many people. And we really thank everybody that's joined us here today. We will continue on just kind of open floor, open space. You guys are obviously wanting to stay. There's no problems there. But if anybody has anything to discuss, it's kind of opened up to anything goes here today. There has been some interesting developments here in the last couple of weeks for sure. And I'll open the floor up. Anybody send a request? And Articulate, I should mention Articulate, you got a big week coming up here, heading to New York City.
Yes, I do. Currently finishing up my packing, getting ready to be out there in NFT NYC. This year is going to be a big year. There's, you know, high sentiment in the crypto space right now in the market. So, you know, a lot of people are enthusiastic about, you know, just blockchain and crypto in general. And yeah, I'll be out there from Tuesday to Friday and, you know, be gracing the stage, speaking about branding with NFTs and what that looks like. And being in the Corium community, you know, what the future of, you know, NFTs and brands will look like. So, you know, it's going to be pretty interesting to network and to meet the beautiful minds in the space who are also builders and founders and, you know, just enthusiasts in general. Tuesday is the kind of like a VIP dinner for just the guest and speakers. And when right after that, we go to Times Square to launch the NFTs on the billboard. So we have like a takeover of Times Square where it just be just NFTs running on the billboards for the next few days for the events. There are like currently maybe 200 plus side events apart from the conferences that's happening. So I'm trying to also see which ones I'd want to be at to, you know, make use of my time there in New York. But yeah, Wednesday is when I speak at 12:45. And right after that, there's a room available where they, you know, make where people could speak to us as panelists about, you know, what we shared. They gave us a TV and a table if we want to expand more to our audience who, you know, want to, you know, get a visualization of, you know, just more in detail networking. I'm very grateful for the platform, and it's my third year speaking there. And, you know, looking forward to represent, you know, Corium, the Corium community DAO in the best way possible this year. So I'm very excited.
Yeah, no doubt. I've seen your past appearances, and I look forward to, with the current state of affairs, Bitcoin having coming, sitting above 70,000. I think the vibe's going to be high, so market timing's nice for that event. Energy will be good. NTO?
Just a quick question here, guys. This Core Pulse that's coming on to Corium here, could you kind of elaborate a little bit more about that? Something I just read here, I didn't have time to dive into it, but what exactly is it, if you know?
Yeah, you bet. I was just scanning to see if any of them are here. No. It's going to be a tool. I actually have a pretty good list here, somewhat of a dashboard, I guess you can say, to interact with the Corium network. Where was that here? Give me a second. But I know one of the tools for being it's tax time is you're going to be able to get the CSV file to get your tax information off the blockchain. So yeah, here's a list of planned features. These aren't exhaustive and may vary depending on development. I think last time I spoke with Ash, he said most of these are going to come available out of the gate, have real-time monitoring, advanced analytics, NFT viewer, airdrop functionality. So that's important for Core Community DAO. Obviously, we're trying to get that token distributed. So that's going to be specifically a tool to enable that. Personal profiles, so you can create and manage a personal profile within the Explorer. Transaction capabilities. So within the Core network, you can perform transactions from it. It's going to provide an advertising portal, and validator information and performance data will be there. Minting of soulbound tokens and your CSV tax data extraction.
Nice.
So powerful tool. Yep. Looking forward to it. Much needed.
Very nice. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, I'm going to have, I think, a interview on YouTube coming up fairly soon with them. Don't want to speak out of turn, but we'll have definitely more info coming as it comes available. Last I heard, it is within weeks. I don't want to say the number in case I misheard or forgot. But yeah, within weeks, this is going to be available.
And any news on the applicants regarding building on Corium?
Wave 3, I think Fabio mentioned, would be announced in the coming week. Same thing. I don't know if it's a week or weeks, but yeah, very soon. Got a lot of exciting things developing here next little while.
With the people that are in the space right now, and since we're in Calgary, just goes to show you guys how early we are into this cryptocurrency still. It just amazes me that outside of pretty well Twitter, nobody's talking about this. Just mind-boggling.
Yeah, this is kind of surprising to me at the university level that there's still this stigma or unknown or uncertainty about the technology. But great to see a group like the Blockchain Society there, what they're doing, because it goes a long way. Like trying to convince an old curmudgeon like me is pretty difficult at times, but when you get these young minds coming up with their own problems in their mind that need solving, to be able to give them tools like these to solve, I think it's be an exciting position to be in. I actually look forward to becoming a member of that to learn more about what they're doing and the events that they're having.
I'm very excited because they did mention that their students are working on three different projects on Corium. So I'm very curious to see what comes of that. And, you know, university student minds taking advantage of smart token technology. You know, I know that some, you know, they're going to be building something great. So looking forward to see what they're building on Corium. And as he said, some students may even go to apply for the student ambassadorship, you know, so that's going to be very key. And I'm glad Corium is building and doing what they're doing and the way they're doing it, because it enables one, you know, they're empowering the community. Two, they're empowering the wider community, which are like the students, you know, which are the future of this, you know, the world in general, but this blockchain space. And if they have the right tools and, you know, to build with at the foundational level, you know, we'll have a very strong, bright future. So looking forward to see as they onboard more universities and, you know, more initiatives come from Corium. You know, on a greater scale on our day-to-day lives, what, you know, how that shapes and changes our experience and enhances it. I can't wait to, you know, open my phone or my computer and some application that I use every day is running on smart token technology, you know, where you can customize how the technology interacts with you or you allow it to interact with others, you know, so looking forward to those days.
Just want to put a shout out there. Yesterday, also, there was about a 5-hour space with Charles Hotskin from ADA in XRP space there, Stewie's space here. There's some really, really, really good information that was passed around in there
If you guys haven't heard that interview, like I said, it's about 5 hours. You spent 5 hours with us here. It was pretty impressive.
Was that recorded? I was there for a good chunk of it off and on. Did that record?
Yes, it was. It was recorded. Dark Horse. Nice. Dark Horse recorded it. So I think if you guys basically follow Dark Horse, I think you can get the recorded version from him.
Excellent. Yeah, it was a good space. I do recommend everyone take a listen to that for sure.
Oh, Chris, we'd be remiss if we didn't mention, I know you briefly mentioned the new website from Corium, but as I said, shout out to the team and what they're doing and developing and building and, you know, putting the community to the forefront, you know, community-driven blockchain. And I'm looking at the page right now. If you go to the community tab on Corium.com, you would see, you know, a few community initiatives that, you know, were started at the community level, but Corium included them, you know, now on the website itself, which includes Zen Lounge, Core Apes, Corium Punks, Corium Concepts, Solar Nation. And, you know, this, as I said, shows the you know, where Corium is going and what they're doing now is building a very, very strong foundation. And you can't beat, you know, a blockchain with a very engaged community, very driven, very informed, very inspired. And, you know, giving them a stage and a voice and the resources they need to succeed, it's a win-win formula for me. You know, so congrats to, you know, Corium Concepts, the team here, Corium Community DAO, Corium Punks, you know, Solar Nation, Core Apes, you know, Zen Lounge, all the work that they've been putting in over the years and year, you know, months, wherever we started, you know, it shows that it's not been falling on deaf ears. You know, they've seen what we've been building and they are, you know, making that their initiative right now to, as Reza said in our space, you know, the last time he was here, you know, what they're going to be doing is we're going to be building with the team and the community. It's not necessarily relying on any particular entity to give us our success or our wins. We're going to be winning with the, you know, the efforts of the community and the team itself. So I'm fired up hearing a statement like that coming from the leader, the co-creator of Corium. And, you know, just to see the actions that followed, it definitely has put a spark into, you know, what the community is and what we're building out to be.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you for bringing that up. That blew my mind. Yeah. To be involved in two of the five projects listed on that page and just amongst the quality people that are on that page with us there, quite an honor. I was totally shocked. And yeah, like you said, very, very grateful and thankful to the team that they see what we're doing out here. We're just trying to, you know, bridge communities and provide resources. And speaking of resources, the website upgrade, if you guys haven't checked it out, we didn't even get a chance to go through the whole website on the last live stream that we did. There's a lot of content on there. Like, you go into each tab and each subsection from there. And if you want to learn more about the blockchain and its intricacies, it's all the developer tools are available to you. The workshops are available to you. They're going above and beyond as far as if you want to participate in this ecosystem, everything you have is there, all the community links, all the developer links, everything. So really powerful tool they put out there. Encourage you guys to look at it. And yeah, I said it before, we can harp about they should do this and they should do that, but it's a community blockchain. If you got an idea, you see a problem that needs solving, just roll up your sleeves, get it done. If you don't know how to do it, reach out, come to the Corium Community DAO. There's somebody there that'll be able to help you get that done. So it's time that we just take the bull by the horns here and get ready to ride.
Yeah, two things on that. On the website, one of my favorite tabs right now is the roadmap. Very excited about what I see coming for Corium. And one of the main highlights for me is Q3 with the asset tokenization gateway. You know, that is, you know, what Sologenic has had the testnet demo going for the past few years, where you could tokenize stocks on the stock market. And, you know, they're getting ready to launch that in Q3 with Corium. Very, very, very exciting news. And next month, well, next month starts in a few hours, but the open source token hub, where, you know, we'll be able, as Chris was saying, to issue tokens now. You know, they're going to have the user interface. We'll be able to issue smart tokens through the open source token hub. That's, I think, a key thing, especially for developers and projects who are, you know, creating their smart tokens and wanting to issue them out to the community. You know, apart from that, the DEX is coming. They're going to have a very intuitive DEX that will allow you to tokenize anything, trade it, and add it to AMMs and other liquidity pools. Big news. You know, a lot of these are things that will help to attract institutional interest, and with what Reza and you know, Fabio, between what they've been saying, you know, they're looking to also have a partner where you're going to have, you know, private side chains that allow the institutions the privacy they need to, you know, do what they do, run their company, do what they do, but still utilize blockchain technology. And, you know, Corium is prime for that. So between ISO, DEX functionality, asset tokenization gateway, you know, there's a lot in the formula here that would be very attractive to someone at the highest level. So yeah, great times ahead.
Yeah, and I think we're going to have Lunar Space on here soon to discuss their updates and what they're doing. And I think they're going to be bringing a lot of value to the Corium network, or a lot of attention to it too, once they get their tools up and running, because it's going to open a lot of eyes, I think. And we at Corium Community DAO, as founding partners, we have that benefit, is we get our hands on this first. We get to try and break it and give it a good test drive. So really looking forward to it. NTO?
NTO? Also, just want to put out there that within the next couple of weeks, I mean, some of us know, some of us may not, that the other airdrop for Pulsera is coming. So make sure that if you're involved in the first airdrop, that your bags are pretty well the same what they were when they did the first airdrop, no more than 10%, reduced by 10% if you want to qualify for this next airdrop.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks for pointing that out. Another thing to point out, Bitcoin halving. I haven't checked the date, days left, but that's got to be close now.
Gee, I don't know. I don't know when it is. I couldn't give you an exact time.
No, I think it's around. It should be around. I think it should be around this close to the same time of the snapshot. The 18th April, 19th or the 20th, around there. Some people are saying it's the 420. It says it's 20 days away, so 20 days away from now, so around the 19th, that's when it's the Bitcoin halving is. So yeah, a lot of things happening around that time. And you know, I want to say a shout out too to Lainey, who is in the building too, from the Solar Nation. Always bring value every week, and you know, valuable contributions otherwise from the Solar Nation that you do for the space in general. So big shout out to you.
The time I have is the 19th of April at 2 p.m. Not that I'm watching it or anything.
Nice. Are we going to get the dip before? We usually get a big dip before the halving, don't we?
Ain't going to happen, brother. Ain't going to happen. Ain't going to happen.
Yeah, you might be right. I'm not arguing with you. Right,
I think it's going to be a very exciting month here. I am so excited, so pumped and everything for this year, man. It's just, it's great to have some things to look forward to after the it's not really hardship, but after the couple of years we went through here with this bull market here, and a lot of people had lost their hope and whatnot, you know, we're very discouraged here. So it's kind of nice to see what's happening here, and I wish success for everybody in this space.
You've been sounding very bullish recently, NTO.
Yeah, I don't know why. I don't know. got a lot more energy lately too. Can't figure it out. And it has nothing to do,
Marco.
And it has nothing to do with these blue pills. Just kidding.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Yeah, I've had a really busy week, but anyone have a chance to dive deep into the skip protocol?
Not a dive deep for me, but I did test out right after they made it public that they were Corium had a partnership with Skip Protocol. I did notice that a lot more things were a lot smoother on the back end with swaps with Corium on different platforms that weren't that smooth before. So I did notice that huge difference, and I think that partnership with Skip. Not just for wallets and swaps, but for, dApps and just everything in general. It puts Corium in that pool where you can easily find and swap and, do what you need to do to get Corium or to access Corium. So I from what they also put out there, Skip is also the technology that pretty much all the dApps blockchains use. So it's pretty much the industry standard where that is concerned, and having an integration with them or utilizing them, I think puts you in the conversation and the narrative in general. So it was great to see that Corium did partner with them and integrate with them recently, and I think that sets us up for great things in the future with regards to visibility.
Thanks for answering that.
Sorry, I was on the Pulsar Index here while you guys were talking. I couldn't get back to unmute there. Yeah, I mentioned too the Sarah Solo tokens now live on the DEX there, so that's worth mentioning. I was just actually trying to check to see if there's any new proposals, but had to get back here. So eyes on that. Community's continuing to evolve the DEX nicely there. So more pairs and liquidity options, so that's good. That's always positive for growth of a new DEX. Good to see that.
Yeah, and I'm glad you mentioned too, Chris, earlier with what Lunar Space is doing. I from what I've been seeing coming from just the team in general on social media, there is a lot happening with what Archway is coming with. I think they launch something very special in 2 days, and that will change the game in general. And I know the team will speak more on this, but it's just great times in crypto and blockchain. As NTO said, we came out of a very rough bear market, and coming out of the bear market, institutions are talking about ETFs and all the likes. So, the adoption is happening. It may not be happening at the speed we want it to or think it should, but it is happening. And, that means this is just the start of it, something great. So looking forward to, what Lunar Space will come with. I know they mentioned their new token, the LSE, the Effector, and that's going to bring a very unique utility to the space and to the Cosmos IBC ecosystem, but to blockchain space in general, that will benefit a lot of different communities and initiatives. So I'm looking forward to speaking with them very soon. Very exciting, to be a part of what they're building and what we're building in general, and the road in between that and the where community crosses with technology, with blockchain, with just bright minds building. Nothing can stop us. If we just need to think of create the technology for that. That's I think.
Yeah, the IBC ecosystem right now is absolutely on fire. So I am so excited to see Henry and team heading that way. And you look at Corium, with the two-way bridge live, with the XRP Ledger, the MM's so far scheduled to come back online here within 10-11 days. So it's all coming together. It's just a powerful time to be part of this ecosystem. And just, you know, been seven, eight years for me on this journey. So it's to me, it's, you know, when you're early, we're still early, but I mean, when you're way early on things, it's just really nice to see things come together. It's been a rough ride through it all. You know, you see different friends and whatnot go through the same journey and have different struggles and victories too. So it's just exciting that this interoperability multi-chain ecosystem is here. In my mind, it's here. Just, you know, needs a little bit polishing up.
Yep. And in addition, don't forget we have Whelp and Bids getting ready to launch in a few weeks. So exciting news for Corium and you know, just what we're doing. So yeah, it's just going to keep happening. On, you know, the teams are building, they're going to launch out. There's a lot more projects launching on Corium. As they said, the Wave 3 grantees will be announced. So there's, you know, a lot of building happening behind the scenes, and look forward to, you know, what comes in the near future. Antio, go ahead.
Chris, I just wanted to touch base with you regards a couple months back. We were talking in a space here regarding this blockchain that was looking at tokenizing real estate. Proppy something X, Proppy X or Prop X or something like that. Have you had any with them, or do you know anything about them more so in regards to a possible upcoming space?
I don't know if some NDAs got signed or what happened there, but I reached out. We were in communication. We were just finalizing a date on getting together. I gained no information on the project itself through that conversation. It was just for setting up a time to get together to do that. And then it's gone quiet ever since. So, I haven't been tugging at their pant leg or anything either, but I haven't heard anything at all. So soon after, their website was updated. So I did see some forward momentum from our last conversation, but I have not heard another thing about it, but certainly have been watching.
Thank you very much, sir.
Yeah, I do what I can, but sometimes it's hard to round people up to come up and chat. So I'm very grateful and blessed for the ones that do and contribute to our community. It's been a great journey. If nobody has much else here today, I am on the road today, actually. My lady Sonia, she's about to take off on a contract again here for 2 months. So we're just making our way down to the airport from the ranch there. So we just found a beautiful place to stop in the meantime. So I will be probably back to my 18, 20 hour days here in the next day or so and get caught up. Got a lot of work to do.
Well, I think you should do some work. You've been having nothing but holidays here, driving all over the countries and everything. So I think it's time for you to, put a little bit of work back into the Corium community, sir.
I hear you. Yeah, it's been a pretty wild month. I've been as far as LA all the way up to the northern tip of Vancouver Island and down to the southern boundary region of BC and back to the ranch. And I have worked throughout that, both my 9-to-5 and this, so just do what I can. But my YouTube channel has been neglected quite a bit here lately, so yeah, I do have to get on that. And
NTO, I hope that article was helpful for you with their Sara token question the other night with regards to rewards for staking. I hope you got some value from that. I hope you also saw they had swapped out the amount of rewards into Sara. So soon they're going to distribute it based upon your percentages. So that's the next step as well. So the rewards are coming. You know, we've been staking for a while. So, looking forward to that as well.
Yes, I did. Thank you very much, Articulate. I really appreciate that.
No problem, man. No problem. Just on the Sara note, we've been also seeing that BitTrue is about to, you know, getting ready to list Sara on their exchange. If you go to the assets portion, if you can still access this. I know a lot of people in the US have been cut off and are getting cut off, but you could, you know, type in Sarah in your wallet section and it will come up for you to deposit, at least right now, your Sarah tokens. So very exciting news, you know. And I did notice on the Pulsara roadmap for Sarah, it was Q2 of 24, which we are about to start Q2, that they were looking to start listings. So they're pretty much on time. I know, you know, we were eager to get things going where that was regard, but they did put that out months ago that it was Q2 that they were looking to do listings. So this is the first in you know, hopefully a series of listings that they'll be doing both on decentralized exchanges and centralized exchanges. So it's not just going to be centralized exchanges listings, it's both. So I'm happy to see that we're about to get the ball rolling with that. So no financial advice here, you know, but I think that you know, we're looking good with that.
Did they mention anywhere in that media, Marco? I don't remember hearing it, but I remember in the past Alberto said that, like, there's no way to monitor who's had what in those pools at different times, like to take a snapshot. Was there any discussion of like when the rewards will be based on? Is it just whoever's in the pool just at the time of rewards, or is there kind of like a snapshot, like you got to be in it the last week? Do you know how that looks?
I'm not sure, but I didn't know that he said they will reward like longevity. So I guess whenever the first snapshot is from when, I'm not sure what, but it's also the percentages too. It's time in and also percentages that how you'll will go towards the calculation of your rewards. But I think you know, we'll almost probably do another conversation with Pulsara. I know they've done a lot recently, but I think that as we, you know, venture on to, you know, start distributing rewards and stuff, I'm still not clear on like 100% what goes into the calculations of like you know, how the rewards structure. I know percentages wise, because it's your voting percentage as well based upon your reward, your staking amounts. It gives you a percentage, and that's your voice in terms of when you vote on proposals. So I know that goes into, you know, what percentage of the pool you get a share of, but I know it's also the time on staking as well. Like if you're a long-term staker, you know, you'll also, you know, receive. So yeah, I think we could use some clarity on that too.
Yeah, sounds good. Yeah, we'll have to get an update there for you guys soon. Yeah, if nobody has any requests to come up, Marco, do you have anything to finish up here today?
No, I do not. Appreciate the space, Chris. It was very good.
Right on. Yeah, it gets better and better all the time, no doubt about it. Articulate, how about you?
You know, just want to shout out the University of Calgary again. Great space, great information. I love what they're doing there at the university level. And, you know, looking forward, as you said, for the Quorum Community DAO to, you know, partner, work with them in some way, shape or form. I think it's a great initiative. I would love to support them in whatever way we can. For those of you who will be in New York, if you will be, if you won't be, I'll also be bringing back just, you know, information, my experience from what NFT NYC was, and you know, what new, you know, probably partnerships we forged, or, you know, just people I've met, networking. I'm scheduled for 2 interviews as well, media, where I'll be speaking about, you know, what I'm doing here at the Quorum Community DAO, and also my music. So I look forward to that as well. But yeah, you know, great day. Thank you guys. It's Easter Sunday, and for, you know, taking the time to be here and, you know, spending and sharing with us today. And I look forward to our next live stream and space as well next week. Just excited for what is happening in the space and what Quorum is bringing to us as a community.
I just want to say one thing also. Thanks for Scott and for Chris here. Spent some time together at 3 o'clock in the morning here trying to figure out a couple of things here. So thanks for all the effort you guys put into that.
Does your wife know what you do, NTO? It's always in the middle of the night where you're seeking help on these things.
don't tell her. She thinks I'm crazy already as is.
Right on. No, I appreciate your contributions to our community. I see you out there in those very sometimes difficult XRP spaces fighting the good fight for both Bitcoin and Corium and Sologenix. So you're a good man, and I'm more than happy to help whenever I can. And we got some more things we'll have to talk about soon. You've inspired some new ideas for me here lately, so look forward to expanding on that. If that's it for everybody, I think we will wind her down. Just putting the finishing touches on the next 2 weeks of the podcast here. As soon as that's known, I will let you know, but I can just tell you, however it works out, it's going to be a couple powerful weeks ahead in April. There's a lot going on. I said we haven't heard from Welp in a bit, Pulsera. We're going to have some new developments there. As NTO mentioned earlier, don't be mindful of the next snapshot, April 18th. Make sure you have your balances back to where they should be for that. And I will be doing a live stream tomorrow night. Monday night, probably be 9 or 9:30 Pacific time in that area. And like I said, it's time to get to work. A lot of things to build here and exciting times ahead. So once again, thank you all for spending your Easter with me. If you're catching the replay, please like and share the podcast, get the message out there. Some valuable knowledge that was passed on from our guests at the University of Calgary Blockchain Society earlier. And very, very exciting to see Corium taking these initiatives on. These are the type of things that are going to pay off tenfold in the years ahead. I'm here for the long term. So to me, this is such a great investment, a great initiative, and very excited to share that with you guys. So if you found some value, like I said, like, share. Otherwise, peace and prosperity to all. See you next week.
There's this principle in Taoism where it's just like the more you fight something, the more like the opposite of what you want, like just inevitably it kind of starts to happen. There's this principle in like Taoism where it's just like the more you fight something, the more like the opposite of what you want, inevitably it kind of starts to happen.
Chirping on the bird app, listening to nerds flap, wondering why the fuck my timeline's so cursed. It's like everybody's holding heavy bags in Web3. That's why they can't fly, they just drowning in the bird bath, fishing for some dry powder. Watch how we ignite the tower, blowing up their bank accounts, forgetting how to fight the power. Y'all don't even realize how deep this shit goes. They preach an open source, but don't listen to the code, and now it's mutiny, community, uprise. There's no more humility, futility, plus size. Motherfuckers leaking from the wrench down to the bare metal. Which side of the line you bleeding out on when the dust settles? Motherfucking west side shit, needle and noose. Sticking with my armory, Yam, Beto, and Bruce. Repping psychedelic artistry, believing the truth. Like these motherfuckers even need a reason to sue? GM fam.
Worth all the effort? Is it really worth all the fighting? Is it really worth all the drama? And the answer, I think, is a clear no.
We started using Zoom, now we finna zoom out, teaching all these plebiscites what this game's really all about. Little baby bitches, when they choose to have fits, all you're left with is kibble when you lose all them bits. And that kibble's just sawdust, this shit is all rust. Not a great look, you're what we call all nuts. And I for one did not see that coming. Cracking open books, yo, that's a lot of money. Meanwhile, over here rewiring features, more critical thinking, less knee-jerk, more evolution, less shit coin preachers pretending to be teachers. Y'all just predatory leeches. I mean, please, just look at the track record. A bunch of VC rat fucks sucking up the cheddar. The recipe is two steps, rinse and repeat. Now we all in your butts and we bring in receipts. GM fam, have a seat.
If you're listening to this, my plea to you would be like, don't have to take a side on it. Just say like, is it really worth this war of attrition? It might cost us a lot more than what can be gained by like fighting this to the bitter end. And sometimes it's better to just like move on.
Channel spaces.